Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
In the next chick, no need for you to ever sweat the next chick. With speed, I make the best chicks be the exit. Indeed, you gotta know you're thoroughly respected. The conniving, the first chance to crack for bank. They try me, only get us 50 cent francs. And we'll buy us from the village to the telly. Time to kill it on your belly. No question, have more black chicks between my sheets.
Ain't no player like the one I got.
No one can love you better.
Sweeps around, but he gives me a lot.
Keep you in diamonds and leather. Tell them freaks to find a man that they own.
Fresh to death at Moschino. Coach bag, looking half black and Filipino. Faking no jack, got you a beat with a feeling point. Surrounded your feet and Jonah Davis and Charles Jordan. I keep you dug, but love, you know these be making me weak. Y'all know how it goes, B, and so I creep. I've been sinning since you've been playing with Bobby and Kenny. You can't change a player's game in the ninth inning. Don't even trip, I never slip. Get a grip, what you don't see is what you get. Weapons concealed, tell me what y'all feel. When your brothers play sick, we can all get ill.
But ain't no player like the one I got.
No one can love you better.
Sleeps around, but he gives me a lot.
Keeps you in diamonds and leather.
Friends, they tell me I should leave you alone.
Informer, that dude TM. Welcome to the Social Lab. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We're talking about pooling resources tonight. Listen, if you could donate, I'm going to say donate, give 25 cents a week to help to build your community, would you be down? You're probably asking, what the hell is 25 cents going to do? Listen, churches across America generate billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. Do you know what the church is doing with the money? Can you see it in your community? Can you see it in your roads, in your neighborhood? Listen, folks, Trump is the new president-elect. Let's stop posting. Let's stop talking about it. You can't change it. Stop crying. Get up and let's do something. Tonight we're talking about pooling our resources. If you could give 25 cents to help to build your community, would you do it? Some of y'all not going to give 10 cents to help your mama, let alone 25 cents to build your community. Listen, stop blaming Trump and let's look within. That's the topic tonight. 917-889-3926. Before we go any further, all the way live from the A, give it up, Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, what's popping, everybody? Glad to be
you
in
got
place.
You pulling 25 cents with me. Me, you 25,
you,
25,
I,
you got 50 cents.
My 25 cents is there, bro. To try to help our community in the age of Trump, I got as many 25 cents as I can find in my
couch. We got 50 cents. We got 50 cents already popping. Hey, let's go to Charlotte. All the way live. From Charlotte, North Carolina. Only if she got her 25 cent, we're going to welcome Madam CeeLo Boston to the show.
Not only if she got her 25 cent.
Only if she got her 25 cent. We'll take 5 nickels, 2 dimes, and a nickel. I'll even take 25 pennies from you.
Yep.
I know that's right. Well, good afternoon in the morning time. And
what up, Ma?
Hey, I spent my 25 cent for the week, but I will do it.
Drop her.
I'm going to spot her. I'm going to spot her to 25 cent. I got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got it.
Thank you.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Cool.
Because one day I might need 25 cents.
Exactly.
Listen,
and I got
it then. It's building season. It's building season, folks. I don't have time to play games with people who just want to talk and complain but ain't going to invest and ain't going to work and ain't going to do nothing. I'm sick of y'all. It's time to work. Let's go up to the DMV. All the way live from the DMV. That dude, say James. You got your 25 cent, bro?
Yeah, man. I'm like the Soca boys, man. Cent, 5 cent, 10 cent, dollar.
Dollar right here. Listen, Facebook is killing me. Twitter is killing me right now. I'm so sick and tired. Listen, folks, I was so sick, just keeping it real, watching that thing Tuesday night around 7:45. And we did a special broadcast. Around 7:45, I logged. Listen, I laid down for a minute, got up ready for the show. Now, I dialed in, started the show. Don't know what happened, but it was probably good because I was sick. I was literally sick, could not believe that people did not get up off their ass and go out and vote.
But see, listen. But the thing is that President Clinton, yes, she won the popular vote. It was the electoral votes that put him over.
Yeah, that's
people came out to vote. It was the
do their part.
Right.
Yeah.
But again,
hold on, Boston. 100 million people did not vote this election period.
I got into it with a couple of people that I know for sure didn't vote. We argued about it until I kicked them out because it didn't make sense to me how you can say, my vote doesn't count, but you want to gain from the things that are pretty much allotted to us because of the votes that we make.
I know we got to go to break. I know we got to go to break real quick. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I may not fully agree with that stance, but I understand the stance that they have. When you, if you know what I'm saying, and I know you have a clearer understanding of how the voting system works, it's kind of like, you know, there's times where the popular vote isn't going to supersede the electoral college vote.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. And the system worked to Trump's advantage this time. He learned how to. He knew what was necessary to gain.
No, I don't. I totally disagree. I don't think Trump knew a damn thing.
Hear me when I say this before. Hear me when I say this though. What I'm talking about working the system. He knew that I really think he had a good grasp on the fact, or the people in this camp had a grasp on the fact, if you keep spitting this nationalist rhetoric, those that think they didn't have a voice before are going to cling to it. And there's more of them than there are us. We're concentrated in the more urban areas as a race. And mind, only 13% of the population. Said all of our population is concentrated into the urban areas of any major state and city, while the rest of Middle America don't look like us. While the rest of that state of Cleveland may not, I mean, of Ohio may not look like us. The state of Illinois may not look like us. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like he may get that. Hillary may have gotten that county, but out of the other 100 counties in that state, it's going to go red. And that's the ploy, I think, that he used, and it worked.
I don't
folks,
think he
tonight,
knew.
Folks, tonight we are not talking about the election.
We're not.
Nor are we talking about Donald Trump. Who are just tuning in, it's 9/11. We are talking about – it really is a question. Would you give 25 cents, let's say a week, to help to build your community? Not my community, not their community, your community. Because this is the bottom line. We go to church. We give. We pool resources that we keep inside the church. I thought the church was about helping the community. It has changed over the years. But listen, this topic came from a conversation that was being had on Facebook today. Our friend to the show, super producer, Humble Monster Bink Dog, actually posted something that, you know, actually one of our Facebook friends, Kenny, posted. And his question was just that. You know, it was, can we come together as a community to build our own projects? And in the midst of building projects and getting things done, you take half of the money, you apply it to supplies for the project, you take the other half of the money, you pay people to get the project done. And just like, you know, you give in church, can't we give to pool our own resources to uplift our own communities? And it's no one project in particular. It could be building a nursing home. It could be fixing the roads. It could be build a charter school. The concept is dope, and that's our conversation tonight. Would you give 25 cents a week to help to build your community? I know some of y'all saying, yeah. But you a damn lie with your stingy ass. We'll be back in the morning. I'm on the radio.
Caribbean Massive. That was for you, TM Hyman Radio Live. Blah, 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 blah. 9:17 p.m. here in the social lab. Your girl Hot Chocolate getting my Caribbean Day Parade Flatbush Avenue on right now. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in if you would like. We are here with that crew, that team, that network, the General, Madam Boston, and Save James. The topic tonight is, would you give 25 cents a week to help build your community? Again, 917-889-3926 is the number if you want to weigh in.
We got a dollar already. We got four quarters already donated to this effort. We building our community. I mean,
okay. Hold on. No, we have a dollar 25 extra, but we're not going to talk about that extra 25.
Yeah.
We're just going to take it.
The crazy part. I ain't going there. It's too early in the show. Hey, let me provide the backstory here about tonight's topic. So, Bink Harrell, who is super producer extraordinaire, posted something, or really he shared something that Kenneth Skinner, who's a Facebook friend as well, wrote earlier. And so I'm going to read this verbatim. So Kenneth had an idea, and this is where his perspective came from. African Americans give to churches every Sunday. Billions given away in the last 20 or 30 years. So there are 40-plus million African-Americans around the nation, right? So if we give 25 cents a quarter, it would take a million people to get $250,000, right? A million people given 25 cents would create $250,000. With that, you give $100,000 to pay the people in the neighborhood to do a project, and then you take the other $150,000 for the supplies to get the project done. Regardless of the project, it could be building greenhouses, fixing roads, turning lawns into gardens, buying a gas station, you know what I'm saying, plazas, solar energy, anything. We could do numerous projects a year until we rebuild all our communities. All the money would be donated into a bank account open through a black-owned bank. We've talked about that in the past. And daily updates of the progress posted daily for each city and community, right? We also pay young adults and adults daily. No need to hire a construction company. We put our own people to work in our neighborhoods, in which it would lower the violence because now people are working in a neighborhood. And ultimately, he said, I'm working on putting this into motion. The only people that profit are the people in our neighborhoods. Listen, I immediately hopped on this because my response was very practical and obtainable with the right leadership and a plan. Keywords, leadership and a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give 25 cents to help to make this thing happen?
But the thing is that it isn't the question of are we capable of building our own communities, even giving building up our own communities, you know, even giving as small as 25 cents a week. The problem is that once these things are put into place, what's done to tear those things down? The things that tear it down that doesn't come from within the community. Our people have built up before and had everything burnt down. So the thing is, once we build these communities up, who's protecting those communities?
I think we have to protect it. We have to protect it. And I understand what you're saying, but we're not in the 60s anymore. You know, you try to come burn some stuff down today, I think you're going to get your ass beat.
Show off.
Shine the ass or something.
Okay, I mean, all right,
especially
for instance,
something that we paid for.
But I do
get the point, though. Your point is, you said it, who's going to protect it? So that's what it goes back to leadership. Leaders protect. See,
right.
It's not just about having any kind of leadership. It's about the right leadership, right?
Correct.
And so we also have to be able to, just like Donald Trump is trying, I hate even saying his name, just like he's trying to secure the border, guess what?
Yeah.
We would have to secure our border.
Our border
is our neighborhood.
Right. But see, and that's where the gangs originally came from, were to protect, you know, the neighborhoods, but then it turned into something totally different. Let's take, for instance, somewhere that we all know of, except for Sabe, is Church Street.
Sabe Church is from Street. Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Let's look at Church Street. Church Street used to be all black owned businesses, right? Now, you know, they revitalized the Crispus Attic Theater. The churches that are on Church Street, they've been, you know, built back up. The funeral home. And then that's kind of where it stops. And then we have, like, little, you know, shops or whatever over there. But those people
are
leaving.
But understand why, though. That's all a part of that whole downtown revitalization.
And that is my exact point. And just like that Martin Luther King, you know, monument, where did that money go? Because all they put up was it's built like the Washington Monument, but it's a shorter one. But I can't think of what it's called. It starts with an O. Sabe, help me.
I'm not sure.
I know what you're talking about.
Your question is relevant, because anyone who travels down Brambleton Avenue headed towards downtown, if you, you know, get right there, you know, at Willis Broadcasting in that Youngs Park area right there by the BP, you look up Martin Luther King, and you're trying to figure out, like, you know, how black was Martin Luther King?
Exactly.
And then you realize that the brass is so damn dirty that, I mean, you know, that Martin looked like he was an African from Ethiopia.
Yes.
But the whole point is this. The monument generated a lot of money, but the money was not applied properly. The monument is not even being maintained, right? And unfortunately, typically how we get stuff done.
A million dollar mall right by, you know, what were considered our projects, and most of the people in that area can't even afford the things that are in that mall. Okay, so
I beg to differ that people can't afford what's in the mall, because, I mean, just because you live in, you know, Tidewater Park or Huntersville, you know, guess what? I seen some of the dopest cars parked on the streets of Tidewater Park.
You better say it.
Yeah, and that's been going on for over three decades. But my point is that mall wasn't put there to give the people in the area any jobs. It wasn't put there to build up the economic.
That's why we got to create our own jobs. That's the whole point of us building our own community, folks. And so listen, I saw something on Facebook, and I need to stay off Facebook, but big up to Pat Richardson, who's also a friend to the show. Because Pat Richardson, like, I mean, she was on, like, Facebook Live, like, putting it down. And her point was this. Also, just a lot of negativity. But we've been programmed to depend on the government and to depend on a check so that we don't have to get out here and work and put in effort. Listen, the day of that is over. And many people are scared, talking about what they think Donald Trump is going to cut off. Maybe it's time to be cut off.
Well,
maybe
not people who
you
can't
have,
work.
Well, guess what, though? So guess what? I think people who can't work, they should be helped. But you know damn well that there are a lot of people on government assistance who
don't deserve it.
So
you're absolutely
right. Don't justify people who are abusing the system and who are just flat out lazy as hell. Let's build our own communities. Let's put our own people to work.
Yeah.
There you go.
We can try it.
We have to shift our mindset, folks. It's a new day.
Look,
we can't change
this.
What has happened. We have to embrace it. But the question is, are you ready to build? Because if you're ready to build, we can get this done. But if you're not ready to build and you just want to complain, I'm going to need you to go stand in a corner and talk to your damn self because we're sick of listening to you. It's a social lab.
Have
we'll
several seats. Hennessy,
let's ride, baby, let's ride. She feeling me, come full of Hennessy, baby, show me love, but me like the enemy. Ha, by far, baby, listen close. Yacht, man, we don't do the fishing boats. Steak and lobster, I'm trying to surf. Turks and K-Cos on the first, Mr. Flower, 24 carat, neck full of golden, gray ass, black shades rolling, beating in a European car like a stoller, both boys made it to the top like we told them, my new team drag told me, motherfuck they feeling, get these millions,
double shot to the Hennessy, we gon' kill this whole bottle. After this, you gon' remember me. Just not a case of the big goggles. Hey, you callin' over and over time. I line up. You soft with it, she just wanted wild rough. Boss with it, took nothing, got her riled up. In the zone, ignoring everything around us.
Ooh, baby, you sexy folk, you that bad.
Hennessy.
Bottles and shots and we twist. I'm that thug you wanna be with and live an infamous life. Pull up and get lit. Stay away from that basic zone, that's not us. We came here to party, they came to watch us. And damn, I feel no remorse for your ex. Better take it easy before I crack him in the head with the
Hennessy. How the hell did you get here? Was you sent for me? Manhattan fly, Brooklyn bad, made in Stapleton. I wish I had some old treat, girl. The trick on ya, but this money ain't impressive, huh?
Well,
I'm a fly go from around the way. S.I. till I die and I say it brave. Make money for my fam, fans are the enemies. And I'm smoother than a shot of Hennessy.
This evening is, would you give 25 cents a week to help build your community? And we're going to get back to that. But first, we're going to usher in our sports reporter, Save James, out of the DMV. Welcome.
Yeah. Well, thank you kindly for your hospitality.
Show now.
9:32.
November.
Remember, with enthusiasm, please.
Yeah, yo. Anyway, I have to make sure I got to text my notes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Look, first of all, we'll talk about a game that matters right now. The Giants currently tied with the Bengals in the second quarter, 7-7. End up, they've been tied since like the first quarter, so ain't nothing shaking right there. All right, on to yesterday's action. The Packers lost to the Titans 47-25. Aaron Rodgers isn't looking like the Aaron Rodgers that we know of. They may need to check the manuscript on him and get him back to what he was good at doing. I don't know. Redskins beat the Vikings 26-20 to hand the Vikings their fourth straight loss after starting the season 5-0. The Bucks beat the Bears 36-10. The Chiefs beat the Panthers after being down 17. They come back to beat them 20-17 and officially or unofficially closing the Panthers season, because there's no way to get into the playoffs with this record right now.
Yeah.
Falcons lost to the Eagles 24-15 in the Battle of the Birds. The Rams beat the Jets 9-6 in the Toilet Bowl. Bryce Petty starts for Fitz in his first loss to the Rams. The Broncos beat the Saints 25-23. The Texans beat the Jaguars 24-21. The Dolphins beat the Chargers on the Kiko Alonso pick six in the waning moments of the fourth quarter to edge the Chargers at home. The Cowboys beat the Steelers.
All right.
Cowboys beat the Steelers in a thriller. I can't front. It was a good game. Zeke came to play. He had three touchdowns, two on the ground, one in the air on the screen. Dak added 319 yards to stay hot with the Cowboys' eighth straight win. They are ahead of the whole NFC right now. And not trying
Let
to
me just
back.
Say real
and,
quick that
whoa,
I think
whoa, 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 whoa,
Ezekiel
before
Elliott
before get,
is
get,
the new Ezekiel Elliott
Emmitt,
is the modern day you know, Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt, that's your Emmitt. And I said, you know what though?
Yes.
I said that at the draft. I asked all the Cowboys fans that I said, "Yeah, I found your new Emmitt Smith, huh?" They was like, "We gonna see."
Man.
But hey,
you
gotta remember, Emmitt was good, but he owed all of his rushing title to five people in particular. You know who five people I'm talking about, right? Yeah, the offensive line. Anybody can get 1,000 yards in the first
game. I mean, you're right.
On offensive line.
You're right.
Everybody knows from our day, Barry was a better running back than Emmitt Smith. But Emmitt Smith had that offensive line with Nate Newton and all the rest of those dudes that would propel him to rushing titles year after year, if not being in the conversation.
True.
So
True.
That's part of the reason why. Okay, not saying Zeke isn't nice, but got to give credit where credit is due. The offensive line is doing their job. Anyway, moving
True.
On to more important games. The 49ers lost to the Cardinals 23-20 in a divisional game. 49ers lost on the last second field goal to Kaepernick's late touchdown that he had in the last moment. But I'm going to get to a Kaepernick situation right after this. Seahawks beat the Patriots at home for the second home loss this season. The defense denied a late touchdown attempt from Brady to Gronk. They thought it was going to be pass interference, but the refs let him play. Didn't call anything. Good job for the refs on that. Now, Mike Evans, Tampa Bay wide receiver, addressed the media after the game about him sitting during the national anthem. He claims no disrespect to the veterans as he is indebted to them, end quote. But he says he's not going to stand for somebody he doesn't believe in. Earlier last week, sports commentator and pundit Stephen A. Smith called Colin Kaepernick everything but a child of God for not voting last week. Cap's response was that he's not taking part in a system that still oppresses people. He didn't think much of either candidates, and nothing will change with whomever lands the seat in the Oval Office. So I wonder if Stephen A. Smith is going to give Mike Evans that same treatment. I wonder if Stephen A. realizes that he's really contributing to the divide amongst us as a people. It's music to the ears of the powers that be to have one talk against another black man in position of change
True.
Or having a platform of change
True.
In order to keep the divide intact. And when he's asked, Mike Evans was asked how long he's going to sit, he replies, as long as he's president-elect. Boom.
I know that's right.
So
At the end of the day, he addressed it. He said it plain and simple. He was like, look, when he heard that Donald Trump, Mike Evans I'm talking about, heard Trump was running, he said that he thought it was a joke. And he said, if America elects this dude, something's really wrong here, and the joke continues. So, you can't argue with him on that. But, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just want to know what is going to be the treatment. They're going to drag him through the coals. The same way they started there, they dragged Cap, because Cap gave a platform for this conversation. And hats off to him. That's why I support Cap in this stance, because I understand what he's standing for, what he's sitting for, kneeling for, whatever the case may be. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. And for more people to catch on. And this goes back to your ties all in to this point of this conversation that we're having tonight. If we would contribute into building up our communities. My wife and I talk about this all the time. We said that if every professional athlete, high profile or other, who makes over $2 million a year, could donate a significant amount, like those like LeBron's and the Carmelos, who's making $20 million a year, could just donate one a year for like a set amount of years, just like how this plan is talking about. Yo, do you understand the professional athletes across the board? I'm talking about baseball, football, and basketball. We will cripple and create whatever we wanted with that. The buying power that African Americans have in this country is unparalleled. For us to be only 13% of the population. And then to have the 1% or the 2% of that 13%, which isn't already a big number, be multimillionaires and gajillionaires. I'm talking about the Stephen A. Smiths of the world, who's making more than $2 million a year. I'm talking about the LeBrons, you know, like I said, the Carmelos, the Derrick Roses, the Kobe's, the Shaqs. All these folks put in something for five years. You put in the same amount, put $1 million for 5 years. You commit to that for 5 years for those high profile, and everybody else go according to their pay standard. Son, do you understand what will happen after that? 5 years later? I mean, but you got to do it quietly, though. It can't be pronounced. It can't be advertised. Because then it's going to be sabotaged.
Right there, at that point right there, Sage, goes back to CeeLo's question. What you just said is what I was thinking about. How do you protect? First of all, you got to move in stealth mode at the end of the day.
You got to be quiet about it.
You absolutely. Only those who participate should know anyway.
That's it.
If you haven't contributed, you need to get the hell out of our business. How about that? That's how
pretty much.
There you go.
Like, well, you know what, though? Like, I reposted something from last year, right? The Not One Dime. And from my perspective, I feel like we're our buying power is underestimated across the board. I don't mean the people who know how much we spend. I'm talking about the ones who don't know how much we spend.
I'm sorry. Is the sports report over?
We're done.
I kind of segued back into it because, like I said, the point that I wanted to talk about with Mike Evans, you know, how it led into Cap and how it's like leading into, you know, how it could always, it's all connected. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, let's end it officially. There we go.
I'm sorry. My bad. I just kind of got caught up in the moment.
Clearly, we all feel it, and we're passionate about it. So, go ahead and finish, Tilo.
Well, okay, so what I was saying was about, because, like, our buying power is underestimated by the people that don't know how much we actually spend. And it's like, the buying power we have also represents the actual power that we have. And until we take that power back, and you know what I mean? Like, to, if we only supported, you know, black owned businesses, a lot of white businesses or other businesses, they would crumble because think about the hair industry. Think about if we cut out the middleman and bought these things ourselves.
We got to start thinking that way.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like not thinking as the being the sheep, but thinking as being the herder of those sheep. So
the head and not the tail, the beginning,
exactly.
not the end.
Yes.
There you go.
And until we think that of ourselves, it'll be harder. You know what I'm saying? It takes away the oil from the machine. We all have to be on the same. You know what I mean? So it is something internal that we have to start with.
Even our conditioning has been conditioned.
Yes.
You understand that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
sure.
it's like it's a multi-layered onion right here. Yes, we understand what you're saying, but then it's like the only thing you really like, with the good leadership, you know, it's sad to say, but like I said, until that can there's a reason or a way to break that conditioning to just trust us.
It's not even a hope and a dream, though. The way it happens, what we've got to do to
jumpstart
this effort, folks, this is the deal. This is a topic tonight for me because I think it's very practical. And we've been talking about economic empowerment. We've been talking about really controlling our dollars, taking our dollars, really putting them to work. We've been talking about that for months, weeks, years, as it relates to topics that we've covered on this show. But this is how it's called influence. And so you said the word is about trust, say? We don't trust each other.
Trust each other, right.
We were conditioned to not trust each other. Hold on. How we break that cycle is this, though. You have to create value first. You have to show and prove. People have to see it. This is the one thing that we do a lot as African Americans, and it's unfortunate because it gets on my nerves. We talk a lot. We talk about what we want to do, what we're going to do, but at the end of the day, we don't really show and prove more often than not. Most of us just want to talk about it. And personally, I really hate to sit and listen to people talk me to death who I know ain't going to do nothing that they say that they want to do.
Right.
That frustrates me. You know why it frustrates me? It frustrates me because I'm a doer. I make stuff happen. So if you want to talk about it, I need you to just flush it out first. Flush it out by yourself. And then come to me when you're ready to put it to work because I'm an action person. We have to create value first by identifying an issue. What is an issue? A small issue in a community. And we have to solve for that. And people have to see us solve for that together. And that in turn is going to start to persuade and influence and motivate people to want to see the same thing happen in their community. We got to stop talking about it, people. We talk too damn much and don't do much of nothing. We got to get up off our asses. And I've been using a lot of like curse words tonight. It's crazy. I'm frustrated right now. But I'm not going to allow my frustration to keep me from moving forward. And I need you to do the same thing. Listen, Trump don't pay your bills. Trump don't write your grocery list. He ain't going to contribute nothing to your Cox cable bill or your Bright House bill or your Comcast bill. You got to figure that out on your own. Folks, it's time to get your house in order. Don't be scared he going to cut off your food stamps. Go back to school before they cut off your food stamps and get a good job. Will you give 25 cents to help to build your community? That's the topic tonight. We'll be right back. It's the Social Lab. It's 9:46. Ow!
I'm slow.
It is.
Mm. Turn the volume. Hit the volume.
Low and low.
Hey. Hey,
some more.
Sound of the funky drummer. Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got a soul. Listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing. Giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need. Our freedom of speech is freedom of death.
We got to fight the power that beats. Fight the power. power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. We got to fight the power. That's me. Algorithms designed to bounce with health to set the rhyme. Designed to fill your mind now that you realize the prize arrives. We got to pump the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's the start of work of art to revolutionize. Make a change, something strange. People, people, we all the same. No, we're not the same, because we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless. You say, what is this? My beloved, let's get down to business. Mental self-defense of fitness. So rest the show.
Fight the machine. That's what you're doing. Build the machine. Fight the power. Team Hyman Radio Live. Social Labs. Your boy, Safe James. You're still rocking with the best right now. Team Hyman. Hot Chocolate. Madam Boston. Still up in this B.I.E., isn't it? Yeah, man. Yo, we got a caller, though. Check it. We're going to get a little more extra perspective right now. Maybe, I don't know, we're too myopic in our view. Somebody else give us another lane. Yo, area code 704.
That you took that
last
tree limb.
Last 4-6-704. Is she in the middle of conversation? Hey,
never
have radio?
I think so.
Shake put it back up. On you.
My
she caller. Yeah. Hello? Yo.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Maybe after she finished the conversation, she go listen to the playback. She realized she was on radio talking.
Talking to the radio.
Food.
She was having, a conversation with somebody about the topic.
Try to tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, hopefully.
Order some Little Caesars over there. Anyway.
Oh,
this is serious business, right? I mean, you know, Sage said it. You know, he used that big ass vocab word. I think he said myopic. I don't even know what it
myopic.
Means.
Myopic.
He did.
Vocab.
Yeah.
Like,
singular
so,
in our scope.
What's that mean?
The definition of myopic.
Like, basically having tunnel vision. That's all. Just like having blinds on, not looking at
vision.
Anything around you.
There's
you
nothing
like
wrong
vision.
With our vision. We got good perspective.
I understand, but like I said, we want to hear what other people may think.
That's right, and we do respect other people's views, but this is bottom line, folks. Listen, we want to put our money as a community, not in Wells Fargo, where they're going to open up accounts and not even tell you. That's not what we want. We want to put our money in a black bank who's going to put it to work our communities. That's what we need to do. So I just want to remind folks, listen, if you have money in a typical bank, what is a typical bank? Wells Fargo, Bank of America,
Capital.
The World Bank. Right.
I challenge you to find a black financial institution, be it a bank or a credit union, locally. Listen, go put $100 in that bank. In every pay period, put 10, 20 additional dollars in that bank. Start to shift. The shift is on whether you shift with it or not. The shift is on. And listen, we want to stay ahead of the shift. Because when the gauntlet comes swinging, you best believe it's not going to be something that's going to positively impact us. And what you can't say is you didn't know. You didn't see it coming. That's going to be a damn lie. Yes, you did. This is my question.
You knew it.
Are you willing to invest in your community? Because this is the deal. A community that you invest in typically becomes a community that invests in you.
Amen.
Right, right.
It'll be easier
to get loans within your, you know what I mean, from these financial institutions. Joining even credit unions, black-owned credit unions, where, you know, it's members, the members run credit unions, not the government or any of that.
I know for sure in Harlem. Yeah, I think I know for sure in Harlem for the New York listeners that there's one singular black-owned bank in Harlem. It's on, I believe it's on 125th Street. I forget the name of it. But I know for myself, you know, that's what I'm gonna start when I move up there. That's what I'm gonna start my account.
There's like five,
you know what I'm saying,
in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Isn't one of them Citizens Bank and Trust?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there are several in North Carolina. Well, actually, they're all over the country, folks. Find a
black-owned
bank. And again, you don't have to move all your money. You know, your wife, you know, might not want you to move all the money. Your husband might not want you to move all the money. I'm just saying, put a few dollars in an institution that ultimately, you know, has your interest at heart. Boston said it. I don't think we understand the significance of our buying power. And because we have buying power, we have power. But the reality is, most of us have no idea how powerful we really are. Let's come together and build our communities, America.
Real quick. I know you're about to say something, Boston. Real quick. Isaiah Washington has said something a couple weeks back, maybe a month or so back, maybe even before. I'm not sure, but I started trending about a month or so back. He was like, if we all as black people, like, just don't come out the house for one day, like, don't go to work, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't,
can you imagine?
Yo, like don't do anything that's productive for that day that you normally would do that helps, you know, fuel the machine.
Down.
Yo, he said if everybody just stopped for one day.
Just to see
the damage that the chaos it would create.
Mm-hmm.
We were really, in so many words, to paraphrase, we would really realize, like, you know, how much
power
we really have when we stick together, though. That's the
Absolutely.
Key to it. And we got to be together with this. Like, everybody, like, don't show up to work one day. Don't do nothing. Don't buy nothing. Don't get no gas. Don't go to the corner store. Don't go to the laundromat. None of that.
Right.
But you know what's unfortunate? What's unfortunate is many of us lack the discipline, you know, that it really takes to pull something off like that. You know, and typically, you know, tragedy has to hit your doorstep before you even see it as relevant. And folks, guess what? Tragedy has hit all of our doorsteps. And I don't know, you know, the one thing I have embraced is I've learned how to always take lemons and make lemonade. I've always taken, you know, critical situations and created opportunities out of them. This is one of those situations. And I think the best thing for us to do here is now get involved in your community. You know, again, Trump can't, he's not going to buy your house. He can't take your house. He's not going to buy your car. You know, he's not going to send you to college. You have to prioritize. I think that's just the word. We, not just we as a community, as a people, as individuals, we have to prioritize starting at home. Let's stop turning up so much and sit our asses down and read a book with our kids. Come on, America. Go ahead.
But then that just goes back to, you know, the not one dime. And it's for all December, right? We have an economic boycott on non-essential retail spending. Like, not, you know, standing in line for Black Friday the day after Thanksgiving.
Basically, no Christmas shopping. Don't go shopping for Christmas.
No Christmas shopping. Right.
Uh-huh.
If you do shop, support Black-owned businesses, causes. And, you know, even other, you know, races or allies are encouraged.
We just cussed at somebody telling them not to go Christmas shopping. We just cussed at somebody.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. I mean, I noticed a whole other show, but Jesus wasn't even born in December. But, I mean, you know, not that day. Yeah, that's what's a whole nother show. But my thing is that, and part of Christmas ain't to just buy toys. You see what I'm saying? No.
No part of Christmas. No part of Christmas.
And that's what I was
really about buying toys.
Right. So the thing is,
it's
another part of conditioning, though. It's another part of conditioning to the point where parents or even other adults feel some type of way about not spending on people, that spending equals love, and that the hell is not the case at all.
It's capitalist society, what you expect.
Yes. We have to take our power
back. We absolutely have to take it back. And I'm not sure we ever really had it. But we have to establish it, and we have to move forward, folks. I mean, listen, we are the most powerful country in the world with resources that are infinite. Folks, let's streamline.
Take advantage.
Let's streamline this thing. We need 25 cents from you and you and you and you and you.
Right.
You don't even have to live in America.
We need to buy
you don't even
our
have to live
acres.
Here. We still want your 25 cents because you listen to our show.
Right.
We want you to help us to build our communities. We're going to keep talking about this thing. It's not over. And I'm going to try to get Kenneth on the show who actually kicked this
he's
thing
driving.
Off. Because listen.
He's driving right now.
Okay. He's driving. Bro, when you are available, we want you to come back because the Social Lab want to help to jumpstart this effort. Listen, we are definitely leaders who can help to make this happen. And you don't just got 25 for me. I'll put 100 up straight up, and I will challenge all of my colleagues across
100.
The country to match my 100. This is not a game. I don't just
I'm
talk about
it,
people. That's not what I do. We make things happen, and this is going to be one. It's not going to be easy. Because, again, it's hard to get people to change their mind. But you have to go into a community, make something happen, create value, and influence people to trust you and to get on the ship. Oh, ship talk right here.
Real talk. That's right.